here with Indianola Senior, Tom Craffle. First of all, how has the season gone so far and making your way towards that state meet?
Yeah, so the season's kind of been a roller coaster, I'm not going to lie. I started out pretty good, had a good summer. First couple meets went pretty well, and then towards the middle of the season, it was rough, to say the least. I put up quite a few big numbers consecutively, but I went to the range in the mornings for practice after school. Like, I put in a lot of time during those few meets where I just wasn't playing well. And then my last three meets of the season, things started to get back on track. My last three meets, I know, were a 79, 77, and finally a 75 at district. So it started getting back together at the right time, so it all worked out well.
Well, I do want to talk kind of about that up and down, because it felt like, with Coach Capps talking about it, felt like the whole team was a little bit like that, where he could see that the skill was there, but it was just not consistent. What was that like for you trying to work through that?
For me, like, I'm a senior, so I've been through this my whole life, and, like, I knew what to do. Just, like, you can't really do anything about it. You just have to play with what game comes that day. And so, like, I was used to it, and I knew that you just can't give up, really. But for a couple of the younger guys on the team, they hadn't experienced it yet. So basically what I tried to do was just keep them focused, keep them grounded, make sure they don't lose their minds if they have one bad round. So that's just kind of what I felt was my job as part of the team.
Well, I know you being that senior on this squad of a very younger squad, and you being able to witness some of the success of seasons past, how did you try and kind of bring that to see that success?
So I was lucky enough to watch my brothers play my sophomore year, their senior year. They made it to state, got third at state. It was great to be a part of that team. It was super fun. I learned so much from them. So, again, like this year, as captain of the team, I just felt like it was my job to make sure everybody kept a level head throughout the season and just really keep the peace between the team. Like, every once in a while, like, people get mad at each other, and, like, that's not how we're going to have a successful year, is if we're all mad at each other. So just kept everybody happy, tried to be a team player, done, like, if I had a bad round but somebody else had a good round, just make sure that they're happy and, like, congratulate them, let them know that they did good. And if it's the opposite way, just don't gloat about my round and make sure that they feel good about where they're at in the coming meets, see what they can do differently.
Well, once you heard that you qualified and co-meet medalist, that's obviously really exciting. What were some of the first things that went through your head?
So Coach comes over with a big smile on his face, and then he tells me that as of right now, I'm the medalist at the tournament, and I couldn't believe it. I was so happy. And then Helen Tremblay, which is Max's mom, she was like, "Oh, Kathy, stop crying." And I turn around, my mom is crying, which is pretty typical of my mom. But it was funny. So I gave her a big hug, and she was so happy. And everybody else, like even the Southeast Poke players and their parents, were all super supportive. They all came over and shook my hand and everything. And it was just really cool to finally pull a good round together at just the right time. And I don't know, I felt good just because all the hard work had finally paid off and I saw results. So,
what are your goals for this state tournament? I know this was a big one just getting there, but you want to see some success there too.
Yeah, so my brother Ben, his sophomore year, he went to state, and it was actually at TCI, and he shot a 91 or 93 his first day, I think, and maybe an 81 the second day, so I have to beat his two-day total of whatever that was. That, although on a more serious note, I want to be as competitive as I can and just have put two good rounds together and see where that puts me. So,
well, overall, where do you kind of want to take this performance and this season and kind of pass along? I know we kind of talked about keeping the peace, like you said, but what is the example you want to set for some of these younger guys?
I think that my season here is a great example of what hard work truly can do. Like, a middle of the season, I was putting up numbers. I had one meet in the 90s. Like, that's not good. But I easily could have given up. I really wanted to give up at some times, but I didn't. I just stuck with it, put my head down, and grinded, and it all paid off in the end. So that's what I want the younger kids on the team to learn from.